Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Station.
The Greg Hill Morning Show is broadcasting live from the Shaw's and Star Market WEI Studios.
And now.
Did you slide into her DMs?
No.
Oh, okay.
Toledo.
Think about this. You can't like anything without everybody
Everybody's
knowing.
Everybody's going to see it.
Cultural change is hard.
I'm a drive-by viewer. Drive by, see it, keep it moving.
Yeah, no acknowledgement, no like, don't click that heart.
Don't stop, nothing, just keep on flowing.
That's why you never scroll with the left thumb.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and
tomorrow.
Be careful.
Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
Panderer-in-Chief, Greg Hill.
I like it. I think it's great. Oh, I'm like, get up here. I'm like, let's go.
They ain't never seen this can.
Great. I love it.
And I think Bill feels the same way.
Greg just thinks it's so cool watching Cam in these videos.
I happen to try to look at things in a positive way. I'm not miserable every day of my life like you are.
He hasn't thrown a pass and we're like, whoa, Cam rules.
That was awesome.
Featuring New England's only full-time female sports talker, Danielle Murr.
There's beautiful girls in Boston. What are you talking about? Oh my God, Danielle's so negative.
Finally. And then a six from Revere.
I am here for the bubble.
Is there a Carrabba's nearby?
A named player invited me to the bubble.
I have a DM. No, it's verified. He has the check mark. Hold. Oh my God, I got blocked.
Joined by.
They jealous of us.
Wiggy.
Yeah, don't get the name. I'm ugly.
It's ironic. Because she's beautiful. It's like if your Instagram handle were succinct Wiggy.
Burn him!
And behind the glass, two people New England would like to shut the hell up. Ken and Curtis.
They will all start on time. I remember I was asked like
0% 3 days ago.
Well, that was 3 days ago. Things change in 3 days.
Things change with you in 3 minutes.
I hope that we don't have a shutdown in any
we
of the
will,
major
though. No
sports.
One has balls no more, Greg. No
I know,
one has them.
Wait, we will? I thought you said we're going to play.
What
no,
is happening?
I'm so confused.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
If I get corona, I get corona.
You're going to get a COVID?
How many have got the Godova?
The virus.
Cover it.
Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Whether it's the NBA or the NBA.
Oh, Wiggy Week continues. It's like Shark Week.
That's it.
It's Wiggy Week.
I tell you, Shark Week does great in ratings.
Bonus Wiggy all week. Bonus Wiggy.
I love that.
That's a lot of Wiggy.
What would you normally be doing at this time if you weren't working on this show?
Sleeping.
Sleep well.
Yes.
Well, same
well,
thing.
Today's Tuesday. I'd be in here.
Yesterday I
would have been sleeping.
You would have been sleeping. Mm-hmm. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, good morning.
Should you want to be on the show this morning, you got to call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line at any moment. This morning, text line is 37937. We will get to the dumbest of the day coming up in about 40 minutes at 6:45 or thereabouts. And we have a Karen report this morning, which we can do at 7:20.
This is The Lead.
You may have me stumped, Blair.
Right.
Is that Van Halen?
Nope. That's a band called Bad Brains. They have a black guitarist, Wiggy, named Dr. No, K-N-O-W, from the 80s.
Oh.
Great guitarist, Dr. No. But a little off. I had to fool you.
That's
you know?
Way off the beaten path.
I got to go off the beaten path. Anyway, new NFL offensive weapons ranking at ESPN by Bill Barnwell. I find this interesting. The Patriots come in, as you'd expect, not very high on the list. 21st.
Oof.
I am pretty excited about Cam Newton. As you know, I wanted that from the start.
Right.
And I think they'll be good, and I think they can win this division. But let's not forget, they dropped the ball at the draft, and the offensive weapons, are, especially the receivers, are just not good compared to the rest of the league. The Bills, by the way, are 8th on this list. Tampa Tom's crew is 4th, and the Chiefs, of course, are the gold standard. So when you have a guy who's objective, looking at the rest of the league, this group of weapons that Cam has to work with stinks. That's the reality.
It's the same weapons they had from last year.
Which stunk.
Well, yeah, tight ends are better, though. You have an improvement at tight end. Yes, you do.
I can't say that because these kids have... Well, Greg, they've never played. I don't know if they're an improvement.
Curtis would be an improvement on last year at that position.
Well, I mean, I don't think you can get any lower.
Two catches.
It's never accurate to say Curtis would be an improvement.
Running backs are good. Running backs are great.
But it's still the same weapons that they had last year. And I would agree that last year that they, you know, when you looked at their offensive weapons, they weren't very, or at least people didn't have them very high. Besides Julian Edelman, everybody else is James White, everybody else is an unknown.
Okay.
And how many rookie tight ends would he come in and make an impact year one? I mean, that's not a lot to expect. I know you're predicting Asiasi to have 80 catches.
Yeah, I am predicting him to have a big
season.
But you don't know. That's the thing about being a rookie. You can come in there and you could stink as stinking stinks.
Well, it sounds like if the McCourties get their way, there may not be a football season anyway. So.
Oh!
Did you read that Sports Illustrated piece?
I know.
It's a little depressing.
What's Matt Light say about that?
I don't know. We'll have to talk about that at some point this morning.
Greg, well, yesterday, along the same tune on ESPN, they had their quarterback Madden ratings release. And this was news. This is our world we're living in now with no sports. This was a big deal. Tom Brady, number 5, with a 90 rating on Madden.
Mm-hmm.
This is absurd. Drew Brees, I love Drew Brees. Nobody defended Drew Brees like I did.
True.
A 93 rating. Drew Brees is coming off yet another home playoff loss. He is 8-8 in the playoffs. Tom Brady, 30-11. Okay? Drew Brees is over 40. I don't understand it. Also, Lamar Jackson, reigning MVP, 94 overall. I don't know. 0-2 in the playoffs. I think teams are going to be wise to his antics behind the center. I think that he's going to have a worse year. Tom Brady will be the NFL's most valuable player in 2020.
Hey, all Curtis, right. bring that paper in so I can sign that, too, because I believe that.
Yes,
I want to co-sign that
You're
one.
You're co-signing MVP?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that'd be amazing.
Who had a better season last year, Drew Brees or Tom Brady? Be honest.
They had the same year. They both went one and done.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
right.
Thank you,
well,
Curtis.
I'll tell you what. There will be football if the players elect to wear those face shields that they came out with.
The Oakley ones?
Yeah, I didn't mind it. It wasn't too bad. As long as you don't have to wear the shield up top, if you're just kind of covering that area, it's got holes in it, so it looks like there's pretty good ventilation there. I think if the NFL says, hey, guys, this is going to help us, at first, I didn't know what type of helmet it was going to look like. It was going to look like some type of dirt bike helmet. But if it's just like a little shield by their mouth, I'm all for it. And I think the NFL, if this is something that will help them get the season going, I think players should be on board with this one.
You think that most players will agree to wear
that? Yeah, because it ain't too bad. It ain't too bad. It's like, you know, it's got the holes in it. I don't know if you've seen it.
I saw it,
all over social media. It's something that you could deal with for one season.
I'd be worried about fitting it around my chin area, but
I wouldn't even touch the chin.
I'm not playing, so all right. So Wiggy says yes on football.
We have some live sound from California this morning. Governor Gavin Newsom announced that because COVID-19 cases continue to spread at alarming rates, California is now shutting down indoor operations statewide for the following businesses: restaurants, wineries, movie theaters, zoos, museums, card rooms. Bars must shut down all operations.
So they were open for what, a month?
Ish.
And now they're shutting them back down again.
Shut it down.
Shut them down.
Shut it down.
No fun. No fun anywhere.
Do you think that's going to happen here in a month?
I hope not.
I hope the cases tend to stay low, but man. It's a little nerve-wracking.
Dr. Laird always says that we're doing well here.
If I had let Curtis go to Florida, we would be exactly like California today.
What's the numbers, though? Like, how much is it? If we're at, I think, what was yesterday, 154, something like that, new cases? Something along those lines,
If we
get up to, like, 300 new cases, is that, like, shut it down? Or do we have to get back up
in the
thousands?
I think it's
back up
in, like, the quadruple digits. Like,
I don't know. Florida had 13,000 new cases.
Well, DeSantis is a rogue.
I don't know. I don't,
DeSantis is opening schools. He's unbelievable. Full go.
What do you guess is going to happen with schools here? Do you think schools here are going to open?
I wish the governor would say something. In New Jersey, they laid out a format for what the high school sports are going to look like. At least there's something there. Here in Massachusetts, we don't know anything.
So are they playing high school football in New Jersey?
All they did is pushed it back a month. They're going to start their season on October 2nd.
I'm sure Ken will talk about it when we get to trending, but... there are college football leagues that are shutting down and right. It's going to be difficult to see college football.
And
in
especially
the fall.
In Massachusetts, like, you know, Ken is always talking about how good can we possibly do for us to kind of be like left alone and saying, all right, we're going to give you a little leeway here and, you know, we're going to get back to school. We're going to get back to doing some other things. I don't know. What do we got to be down at like 2 cases a day?
No, we're waiting for a vaccine. It's phase 4 vaccine time. That's what we're waiting for.
California also said that they're not going to be opening schools in the fall in L.A. County and San Diego counties. That's huge.
No school.
Yeah, those are big school districts. They'll do online only.
Well, a pub in England has found a unique way to enforce social distancing. They have installed an electric fence.
Oh, fabulous.
At a pub. At the bar itself? That's amazing. Johnny McFadden runs the Star Inn in St. Just, Cornwall.
Johnny McFadden.
And he says that the electric fence is about creating fear.
Everybody enters my bar. They try to get served here, which is right in the doorway. I've had to take the floor off. So to keep people away from here, I didn't know what to do. So I put an electric fence. We're in a rural community. Everybody knows what an electric fence is. It keeps the sheep away and it keeps the people away. It's working. Everybody keeps away. So far, it's tickety-boo.
And how does it fare as the night goes on? Do people forget and kind of stumble
into
it?
You'd be surprised how people keep well away from it.
Yeah.
It's the fear factor.
It's the fear factor, Wiggy.
Getting shocked.
What's next? Electroshock therapy if somebody isn't walking the right way down a grocery aisle? Yes. Are you kidding me?
No.
An electric fence in
snipers,
a business.
Snipers on top of buildings.
Yes, I would agree with that. I did see a sign of hope yesterday. My local Whole Foods went back to two-way aisles.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, is that approved by the Burgermeister?
I don't know.
Huh.
All right. State mandate only one-way aisles.
One-way aisles, that's it. Because everyone follows the rules in the supermarket, you know.
I go to Market Basket, so that's like...
Get used to it. We're being herded like cattle. Mm-hmm. That's what they are doing to us. We are being treated like animals. All right, coming up after trending, thanks to social justice, one of the great school field trips in this Commonwealth will take place at a newly named location going forward, and we'll discuss that after Ken tells us what is trending.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, as far as college football goes, Hillman, here's an ominous high-ranking official in college football telling Pete Dammel, ultimately, no one is playing football in the fall. Just a matter of how it unfolds. As soon as one of the quote-unquote Autonomy 5 or Power 5 makes a decision, that will end it. So you're ready for spring.
Well, haven't
spring.
They made decisions already? Hasn't the Big Ten and, what was it, the Pac-12 both said we're only playing conference games only
conference games, but Patriot League shut it down yesterday.
Yeah,
correct?
That's
yet another
crazy one.
Power 5 AD, quote, right now I don't see a path in the current environment to how we play. I'm confident we'll get back to what we think of as normal, but it may be a year before that happens.
Ridiculous. Ooh. Absolutely ridiculous that you can't have college kids with virtually no risk playing football.
Yeah, I don't get I just don't get it. If they're is there going to be no on-campus learning at any college this fall?
Well, some colleges are letting the kids live there, one to a room, but I don't know, how are they going to eat? Where are they going to go to the dining hall?
Right.
Are they gonna,
But if you're allowing kids on campus, why wouldn't you, if you could say, all right, we're only going to allow 40% of the students to come on campus, let that 40% be the student athletes that play fall sports, and then, you know, they can, if they have to switch in the spring, they can do it that way, but don't cancel the sports when you know you could play.
It's the optics, Wiggy.
I know
it's always the optics.
That's all it is. Optic man at his best.
Jared Stidham must have had his ears burning. Heard us talking about him yesterday. A little workout with Muhammad Sanu. That's progress. Sanu posted the video. Caption, hey, Stiddy.
I was looking. I was like, who are these other guys? They just grabbed these guys off like, you know, just, hey, anybody want to get out there and throw some footballs?
Ryan Hannibal of EEI says David Andrews was one of them, the Patriots center. So
no, I don't care about him. I'm talking about skilled Strabinas. Guys. Yeah, the guy he's going to throw the football.
Well, they don't have any on the real team, let alone pickups.
Did you see the jewelry that Stidham was wearing from Kennedy's collection? It looked awesome.
That salad was so good.
Wiggy mentioned in his lead the Oakley mouth shield. There are airways and openings in the mouth shield. None that Hillman allowed direct transmission of droplets, per the chair doctor who put this together, the NFL and NFLPA.
So when you're playing, you just absorb your own droplets back into your system. Is that the way it works?
I don't know.
I don't know how it works.
Okay.
It looks like they have little holes, so I would imagine some droplets get out.
You breathe the germ air back in. Is that what it is?
Pretty much it.
All right. Two big concerns from players, visibility and breathability right now.
Well, the breathability, based on, because if you look at it, it's just like a regular shield that would most guys wear in front of their eyes. It's down by where their mouth would be, and there's holes in it. So it looks like you might be able to breathe, you know, somewhat. I don't know how restrictive it is.
Two quick concerns with the Celtics and Bruins. Number one, Kemba Walker continues to be held out, and Brad Stevens admitted he could be behind schedule when the team starts scrimmaging next week down in the bubble. So despite the knee being rested a bit, he's a little behind. That's not good. Also not good, the absence of David Pastrnak, who they claim is on still the 14-day international quarantine.
Right. He's on the international quarantine.
Anybody in this room seen Post out and about the city?
I may have run into
somebody's
him.
Somebody's dry snitching.
I may have run into him somewhere in the city over the last few days. But, I mean, the guy is, I think they're testing him, and he's quarantining, and he's doing the right thing, Ken.
I think someone's phone camera needs to be disabled.
Can you confirm he's been quarantining?
I can't confirm or deny it. Why are we encouraging?
That's a concern.
Why are we encouraging people to narc on our neighbors constantly?
Post is not on the ice. They want to practice,
crisis.
And you could be to blame. That's obviously
not me. I am not to blame at all. I have nothing to do with what David Pastrnak does. He'll be there when the games start.
All right. Bruins had their first session yesterday, and Bruce Cassidy described it as really good. So they are on their way. Toronto bubble coming up next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Spilling through your eyes.
Coming up, dumbest of the day in about a half an hour, and Karen report at 7:20. It's Wiggy Week. Wiggy is here. Did you, Wiggy, and
yep.
When you're going to school in Eastie, did you get a field trip to the location formerly known as Plymouth Plantation?
Yeah, I did.
On the Cape?
Yeah, I did. They dragged us out there.
Was that your favorite field trip?
No, or? It was just a long day of watch. You know, people acting like they were living in that time. That was it.
Get churning me
in
butter. Again.
Did you learn? Yeah. Did you learn anything?
No, not really.
So if we did Wikipedia on the Pilgrims, would
yeah.
you? No, there would. All right.
Nope. In and out.
Didn't you say the other day during the news quiz that it was we didn't land on Plymouth Rock? Plymouth Rock landed on us.
That's right. That is classic scene in Malcolm X.
So there's been a name change.
Yes.
In the pursuit of social justice.
Yes.
When it comes to Plymouth Plantation.
Right. They've added a word.
They didn't remove a word.
They added a word okay. to reflect the shared heritage that the Pilgrims had with the Native Americans and is now referred to as Plymouth Patuxet Plantation because the Native Americans called that area Patuxet.
Okay.
So now we've got the blend.
I see.
We've got Plymouth and Patuxet.
But do they want to keep plantation? I mean,
right? I mean, isn't that kind of the...
I would think that the word plantation would be the more offensive
part.
Word.
I guess in this case, it's not. We can actually hear from Kate Sheehan, who's the Associate Director of Marketing at Plymouth Patuxet Plantation.
We're simply elevating the voices of the indigenous people on this land, which was Patuxet. Some people have had some strong reactions against it and don't quite understand it yet. In no way are we taking away from the stories of the resilience and persistence of the Pilgrims.
Really?
Who was the actor and actress that we talked about on the show who got married at a place?
Tatum, right? No,
it
Ryan
was Blake
Reynolds.
Lively and yeah. Ryan Reynolds.
It was the name of the place was where they did weddings was it was an old plantation.
Yeah.
And so they gave
like $200,000 or something.
$200,000 in a reparation payment because they got married there.
Did that make it go away?
They actually tweeted it was
is that enough?
They tweeted Greg it was race credits.
I mean, plantationing. As soon as you think of that word, like you think of, okay, what was on plantation? I don't think about all the farmland that was being farmed. I think about slaves being on a plantation. So I think you maybe want to change it to whatever it is. Plymouth, what you call it? What was the other word?
Patuxet.
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 You should be outraged yesterday. Everybody was up in arms, and they finally changed the name of the Redskins.
I saw that.
But Washington remains.
Yeah,
he was a slave owner.
Yeah, I don't know how they pulled that one off.
Now, they haven't chosen a new name yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
God.
Red Wolves was circulating in D.C. as the favorite. Red Wolves.
Hmm.
They're trying to keep it quiet so they buy all the URLs and all the associated things that will come with it when they announce the name.
What happens if you own a Redskins jersey and you wear it to a Redskins game or a new name?
You're canceled.
A new team.
Right.
Yeah, like, what do you...
You're out.
Are you allowed to do that?
It's like when you wear a Hernandez jersey to Gillette. People give you the side eye.
Go right to the gym.
It was expensive.
Peter King will pour a beer over your head and mock you.
You just tape the name Wiggins over it.
Right.
Well, is the
story?
It
won't shut up.
That's a classic jersey right there. You get a lot of money.
Comes
for that
with
thing.
Snow.
Well, it does come with a little bit of snow on it. And I ain't talking about that. I ain't talking about that cocaine.
10 catches.
Was the story of the first Thanksgiving a true one where the Pilgrims and the Native Americans ate Thanksgiving together? Or
I think
was
told from the perspective of the white man. I don't know that it was entirely accurate how that happened.
Yeah, I thought that was supposed to be true. Maybe not when the date we celebrated. I thought it was.
Yeah, it's in Jerry's annual Thanksgiving column in the
Herald. Here's our dinner. And then as soon as you turn around, we'll bat you in the back of the head and take over all your land.
I don't know, Wiggy, 5 facts about the Pilgrims. I mean,
like I said,
on their shoes.
I was going to say, you can start with their garb. I mean, everybody knows what they wore.
Yeah.
They churned butter.
I don't think Danielle, can you stop feeding him things? I don't think he knows. I don't think he knows one single thing about the Pilgrims.
That's all I know is
do you know where they came from?
What was it? Is it 1620? Right?
Yes.
1620. That's,
yes.
Yeah,
right. That's Do you know where they came from?
The pilgrims?
Yeah.
Yeah. They landed here and took over
from where? Where did they from
Eastie.
From whence did they from whence did they come?
They came from England, I believe.
Yes. All right.
What was the name of the vessel that brought them here?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No, that was Christopher Columbus, right? So it was
he had the three, they had the one.
They had one ship.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know.
The Mayflower.
There
yes,
you go.
Right. Yes. Yes. All right. See?
When my ancestors came over on the Mayflower. Everybody loves that.
I don't know because my ancestors were probably chained at the bottom of the boat, so they didn't get all this information. They weren't getting the history lesson.
There were two prominent pilgrims, right?
I thought they used Henry's yacht.
Wasn't there a guy and a girl? John Smith, was he not the...
I think
the,
he was...
Was John Smith?
Anna
wow.
Nicole?
I think that was the guy.
I know talk nothing about history.
Talk about it. Just a common name. John Smith, huh?
I think it wasn't common then.
Right.
He was the only one.
Oh, he was the only John Smith.
Yeah, he was the only John Smith at the time.
Bradford's ancestor, seriously, William Bradford. That Bradford traces it back like 8,000 generations to connect.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Top five pilgrim.
What did he do? One of those
John Smith number
did he go
one.
On one of those genealogy
yes,
things,
did.
and he traces it back to
but,
William.
But he
Bradford.
Says he's related to William Bradford's brother. So I'm not sure if that holds water. But.
Well, he's also related to William Bradford. Then,
yeah,
if
yes.
he is
right.
related to the brother,
but not directly. To William.
All right. So, again, I appreciate the effort. I don't know why you wouldn't, if you're going to do something, if you're going to change something and spend all the money to mm-hmm. change it and go through a whole rigmarole over it, why wouldn't you remove the word plantation? But maybe plantation had a different meaning here than it does in the other regions
yeah.
of the country.
It sounds like no matter what country part of the country you go to, you ask, hey, what do you think about when you hear plantation? I think the first thing that's going to come to your mind is I think that's kind of where they kept slaves, right? And they had them out there in the fields working, and if you were fortunate, you were in the house getting some lemonade.
That's with the real sugar.
I don't know that Plymouth Plantation is ever going to be able to open up. Anyway, our tourist attractions, museums are open.
Museums are open,
but
yeah.
tourist attractions are not open in Massachusetts. Although
they're not.
Isn't that an outdoor thing, right? I mean, I haven't been there, God knows in how long. Isn't it just like outdoors? Wouldn't it be the safer place to go? Like the Plymouth Plantation.
Yeah, you would think so, but they have fires burning and the.
Limit the amount of people
COVID
that
is,
go.
COVID travels miles when it's in smoke.
It is.
It's
now
a real
we know
risk.
It's aerosol.
Ken
it looks
knows
like they're
it's
open.
A real risk. Are they open?
Yeah.
I saw a duck boat yesterday. Had the guy driving it and one person on it.
Did you go quack quack?
Ken,
how is that business? How's that business model working for the duck
time
people?
To go? Maybe
right?
I will.
No,
you can only one person.
There's only one person.
Maya's
on
gonna have her own duck boat.
Tickets
the
are
the most
$1,000
she's ever had.
Picks people up like every 2 miles, drops one off, right? Picks another one up.
Good news, but the Patriots they don't have to worry about the duck boats for a while.
Oh,
it had they installed electric fence on it so that people won't sit near each other on the duck boat like the pub in England.
Did you see how the Boston Public Library reopened, but you can't browse? You can't go in and browse, so they opened up a bunch of additional satellite locations, so you basically have to order ahead. So you have to figure out what books you want, order them for pickup.
Can you do research? You read the old newspapers if you want at the Boston Public Library?
You can't
Library.
Sit under the green lamps and do your law thesis.
What is Wiggy to do without the Encyclopedia Britannica?
I go right to Urban Dictionary. That's where I get all my information, Curtis.
Always accurate.
Can I find that in the Boston Public Library?
I doubt it.
What is the concern about browsing for books if you're somebody who likes to browse?
Well, if you got a mask on, what's the concern anyways?
Right.
You're going to touch the books and leave something behind
I guess they just don't want people lingering or congregating. Maybe they feel like it's impossible to socially distance.
Well, people congregate. I mean, that's what people do.
It's Marty.
It's Marty. Oh, it is.
Yeah, they don't want no more. They don't want any, I'm willing to bits like the stores. They don't want anybody. There's no more like shopping around. It's get what you got to get and get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Know what you got to get and get going. And if you can, call ahead and we'll bring it out to you. We'll throw it to you as soon as you drive by and see if we can throw it in the back seat of your car.
Catch.
Greg, have you seen the story from Israel? Pining for a hug, Israel's park authority is encouraging people who are missing human contact to hug a tree.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
This is according to ABC News this morning.
Yeah. Well, have you seen the top 10 recommendations for people returning back to work and the things. I don't think we have time right this second, but we should get to it at some point because the things that used to go on in an office that are no longer going to go on.
Right.
People are going to go absolutely insane over what they cannot do when they finally go back to their workplace.
No rhyme or reason, right?
There is no rhyme or reason, Wiggy.
We actually saw one of these things play out in an office episode, and it did not go well.
Really?
Yep,
really?
Did not go well.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up. If you want to be on the show this morning, you got to call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Well, I got a job and tried to put my money away, but I got debts that no honest man can pay, so I drew what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that Rose City bus. Now, baby, everything dies, maybe that's a bet. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, put your hair up, and meet me at 9 in Atlantic City.
Wiggy, Danielle is upset with the cover of the Herald today.
Okay.
I don't know why.
I don't think it was necessary the way in which they positioned the photo and the headline. There's a picture of Christian Vasquez wiping his face, like wiping sweat off his face with his shirt. And he picked the bottom of his shirt up.
That's a COVID violation, I think.
Yeah. Well, they're not on the field.
Is that in baseball protocol?
Yeah, I think it's MLB protocol. I don't think you could do that.
So, like, his stomach is showing. And the headline at the top of the Herald is, gut check.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like that's a little unnecessary. Like, what, you putting, you know, we're supposed to look at his stomach? Like, what?
Listen.
It looks like he's got to do a little ab work, man. You get some, if you're going to pull your shirt up, you better have some abs under there.
The guy's walking around the field. It's not like he's posing for a photo.
No, the camera's always on, Danielle.
I know that, but still.
Waking 180.
Fat, huh?
Waking 180.
I feel like this is unnecessary.
A little pudgy.
Yeah, but, I mean, who isn't? Who isn't after, I mean, people have been.
After COVID.
People have been inside for 4 months. Like, who isn't?
Oh, I don't know if you've seen. I mean, I bet if LeBron was wiping the sweat off his forehead.
Official height and weight of the Red Sox website, 5'9", 205 for Vasquez. That's not too bad.
That's a little, little big.
That was a catcher.
Like 6 years ago.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
catchers, that's the catcher body.
Yeah, as long as he can hit the baseball.
Right.
5'9". Ordway's taller.
So, when is that first exhibition game? Is that this weekend?
I thought it was next week. Let me check.
It's the 21st, I think, right?
The season opens up, what, the 23rd?
The 24th is when the season opens up.
Tuesday, Wednesday, the 21st and 22nd.
Okay.
Oh, man.
And those are going to be televised?
Yep.
Are they actually going to televise the game, or are they going to recreate it and do some kind of a sim game in the studio in Watertown where everybody's going
to
be?
I have to say, the clips of the intra-squad games where you, like, J.D. Martinez hit a home run, it just looks so weird seeing nobody behind the plate. Nobody, it's just, I don't know. It's going to take a lot of getting used to.
Well, yeah, the imagery of it from us watching it on television is just like, you know, because, you know, they got the Korean Baseball League up over your head. And every time I watch it, I'm like, Curtis, it like looks weird. It's going to be weird to see. I can almost get away with baseball because some stadiums sometimes it's empty. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be weird to see like basketball and hockey with no fans. Like, right. Especially basketball, yeah. They're going to be playing basically in ballrooms, right? And they're going to be playing in
what?
Is it an actual indoor court, or where they set up? Is it like in the ballroom or something like that?
In the ballroom of the hotel
or wherever?
Well,
they're
it's
playing.
A bridal shower / NBA game.
Well, have you seen
at halftime they put out the tables for dinner?
Have you seen when they're practicing? Right,
no dancing.
Yeah,
they it doesn't look like a court with stands and, you know, places like a whole bunch of. Stands around it. At least I haven't seen the courts they're going to be playing on.
I think the issue for the NBA is going to be the trash talk. Like, how are they? If there's no fans, mm-hmm. aren't you going to hear every single thing that is said by every single guy?
You would think.
And you're
going to be bleeped out.
Yeah, you're going to have to dump left and
right. Because if you ever been courtside with Kevin Garnett, talk about the N-word.
But the main arena, Wiggy, is the HP Fieldhouse at the ESPN Wild World Sports Complex. I don't think they're practicing
there. All right, so wherever, I mean, I'm only seeing where they're practicing. I'm like, where the hell are they practicing?
They're practicing right next to the morning buffet.
It's the continental breakfast.
$10.
But the Red Sox are experimenting with pumping crowd noise in. Is that for the players or is that for viewers?
I think that's for viewers.
Yes, I think for both.
I don't know how the players really, you know, it's more visual for a player if there's just crowd noise being pumped in. It's like when we used to practice and Bill would put on music or loud, you know, sounds like loud crowd noise. You wouldn't really think about it. It's more the visual as a player. Again, wow, nobody's here.
But some of the guys have said audio, too. They don't want to hear the other dugout chattering or even their own dugout while they're on the mound or whatever in the batter's box.
You can't hear the trash can banging.
But you are right. It's especially in hockey and basketball, some of the stuff, or even in football, like some of the stuff that you're going to hear out there is going to be, I think players are going to be thinking about that. Because how are they going to be judged if, you know, God forbid they use some choice words? How you think people are then going to judge? Oh, my God, can you believe what so-and-so said?
I'm worried about football because of the piece that the McCourties wrote for Sports Illustrated. It doesn't sound like they want to play football.
It doesn't. And they're fully in with Colin Kaepernick. And this story, they do like a full page on what Kaepernick did, how he was treated, how he was wrongfully judged.
Well, they also are almost alluding to the fact that it's the wrong time to play football.
So is it they don't want to play because they feel like, are they going more of the direction of kind of what Steven Jackson did, where he was like, they shouldn't be playing because there's a bigger issue going on in the world?
Two big issues.
Two big issues.
Wouldn't you say, Curtis, to sum that article up?
Yes.
That it's about social justice and everything mm-hmm. that's going on in this country, and it's about their concern over getting a COVID.
Okay.
And not so much their concern, but the lack of answers they're getting from the NFL regarding COVID, how there's, you know, what's with their salary. They say there's so many questions with virtually no answers.
Right.
All 3 weeks from a potential start time for training camp.
Right.
That's crazy.
So training camp is 3 weeks away. Are they going to be paid full salary? Are they, when it comes to meetings, are they allowed to have meetings in the facility, or do they have to be Zoom meetings?
Right.
They were talking about rookies and how it's good. The first day that a rookie gets there is he's going to know nothing about the city that he's playing in, mm-hmm. nothing about his teammates, you know, nothing. Mm-hmm.
And if the McCourties don't know, if I were a young player on the Patriots, they'd be who I would go to understand what's going on, because they're sort of the long tenured, at least Devin and Jason's been a long time NFL player. So if they have all these questions, think about, I mean, there's no answers out there right now.
And we think about how much we criticize Major League Baseball for not having no answers. And it seems like the NFL was is the last of the four major kind of sports league to get this thing going, you would think that they would have all the answers right now, right? They could have, you know, looked what these other sports have done, you know, learned from their mistakes, maybe take some of the things that they've done well and say, all right, we're going to apply it to this. And you would think with a couple of weeks away before training camp opens up, they all those guys would have, all right, here's the rundown, here's how we're going to do things, and boom, this is the way it's going to be. And guys would be going in there with some type of confidence.
Well, I guess that the face mask, the Oakley face mask, is a step in the right direction, right?
Yeah, well, I think when you look at that, but see, I don't know, because it's when you think about these guys on the field, once they get on the field or on the court or on the ice, don't they feel like, all right, everybody that I'm playing with should be negative, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So I don't really think the face shield is something that you could look at and go, okay, this is a positive, because you should be feeling confident that once you step on that field to, you know, practice or play against somebody, mm-hmm. that everybody is already tested and they've already tested negative.
Well, if they're going to wear these face shields, mm-hmm. in the NFL, aren't they going to have to wear a similar face shield in the NHL, Ken?
Yeah, I mean, they're in a bubble, I guess, and as opposed to the NFL, there's not as many guys, but I would think that's something they will discuss.
Yeah, but see, I don't really, because wouldn't you have to say then they would have to wear face shields in the NBA? Because granted, the NBA is not a contact sport, but there is a lot of contact right. going on in the game.
Well, I mean, it's a contact sport. It's not a physical, but you're guarding a guy. I
right.
mean,
you're
in full droplet range.
Right. Right. And you would think, like, out of most sports, out of all the sports, I would say the NBA has the most kind of contact in the fact of you're always touching guys, you're always on guys, where sometimes if you're a safety and you play a position as McCourty, you might never even get near a guy, you know, maybe once every 3-4 plays or something like that. And you don't really hear anything with the NBA. That's why I feel like these leagues, once these guys get in the building, they should be free to do what they've always done. Whether that's get in the cold tub, whether that's take showers, whether that's, you know, sit next to guys in the locker room. And then when they're on the field, the game, you know, whether they're practicing, playing, because it should be about everybody testing. And if the NFL doesn't have a real grasp on what they're doing, and if the McCourtys and they're two guys that, you know, all right, they're involved, and if they don't know, what the hell is, like, you know, Curtis said, some of these younger guys that have been in the league for a couple of years thinking.
But would you have had any issue when it came to wearing a face mask with playing?
I would have. Because I'm very, like, you know, I don't know. I just have
you're
a hot...
claustrophobic?
Yeah, I don't even...
Hard time breathing?
I didn't even wear a mouthpiece.
Going upstairs, hard time breathing?
Yeah, well, no. the steps, you ever see them? It's like, you know, straight up. It's like walking. I haven't. But I didn't wear a mouthpiece because, you know, I don't have a good gag reflex. I don't like things around my mouth. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, yeah, I'd be like J.J. Watt. Like,
so you got concussions then? Because that's the big savior from concussions.
Nah, that's not true. That's what they said, but it's not true.
It's not true.
No, that's what they said.
Is that a problem with your lawsuit against the NFL that you weren't wearing a mouthpiece?
No, I don't think so. I think the problem was that they didn't tell us how bad concussions were. They were like, yeah, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Don't worry about the, you know, the brain damage in 15 years.
Breece Hill was asking me this question. He has to sign a waiver in order to play college football with regard to concussions
right.
that he won't hold Bentley responsible.
Tell him, yeah, you're welcome.
So, oh, that's because of you. All right, because
a lot of guys of, you know, like myself, we try to bring awareness to it. I think people think it's all about the money, but these guys are not, you know, nobody's getting money from this concussion lawsuit.
Right.
You know.
So I'll tell him to thank you for that. But he wanted to know why he can't sign a COVID waiver.
He could.
So why can't he sign a COVID waiver, which holds, you know, Bentley not responsible for?
I would think that would be the smartest thing to do for, you know, whether it's professional or amateur sports. You know, if you're signing a waiver, it's like we talked about when you send your kid on a field trip, right? You sign a waiver, giving them permission, and that, you know, basically they'll look out for him, but. You can't really hold the school liable.
But, Ken, we know how dangerous concussions are, yet we still play football.
Right.
Yeah.
Why isn't it the
same? Well, we don't know, actually. There's a lot of science that disputes. I mean, the NFL has plenty of anti-concussion scientists at work, don't you think?
Yeah, I would, but you know that there's a risk, right?
We know there's a risk.
Okay.
Why can't we undertake that same risk when it comes to the coronavirus?
Can you catch a concussion?
Thank you, Daniel.
It's not the same thing?
No, it's not the same thing.
But if you're in the bubble,
transmissible.
This is why the NHL says we don't mandate the face shields, because we're in the bubble and we're testing every day, so you're not going out in the public, so therefore we don't need it. But the NFL is different.
Isn't the Alabama campus a bubble? They're the only people that are going to be. Why don't they have the football players all stay in one dorm? Right.
They could have all the fall sports teams. Hey, you know.
But then they don't go to class?
No, they're going to class. But
they're doing Zoom classes. Some of these schools, they're going to live there, mm-hmm. one student to a room, and then do Zoom classes.
Well, isn't in Florida, your guy DeSantis mandating they go show up in the classroom.
Right. They're going to do that, and it's still going to be $60,000 a year at these schools.
Isn't Harvard like 40% of what they could have as far as students on campus?
Yes.
Why not do the same thing and just say the part of that 40% are going to be the fall student athletes, right? And then you could set it up the way you need to set it up with, you know, one kid in a dorm room or whatever it may be. But those student now you don't have to cancel their season. Now they can go to school, and then the remaining amount of students that are left, and you figure out who those kids are.
Speaking of Florida, Ken won't bring this up at any point today. 35 deaths yesterday.
No, I saw that. It's good.
But it's not about the deaths. Remember that, Curtis. We're way past that being an issue. Now it's about the hospitals.
We're overrunning the ICUs.
And California, who did everything Sir Ken Roddick wanted, and now they have to close the entire state down.
Did not do it.
So Gavin Newsom did a bad job?
Yeah, they opened up way early.
Oh, okay. Didn't hear you say that.
Way early.
Well, they did.
They were closed down for 3 months.
And then they flipped the switch
on. Nobody
has
a job. Nobody has any money. Nobody has any food on their table. All right. It is time for us to get to this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
All right, well, we did our best to listen to everything that happened in this country yesterday, and Curtis, we have determined that this was the dumbest of the day.
We're going to head to Florida once again. I believe they have a solution to COVID-19.
Oh, okay.
I believe this is why there were only 35 deaths yesterday,
okay.
Because city leaders in Wauchula, Florida, gave a resident permission to spray the streets with hydrogen peroxide in an effort to combat the coronavirus.
Are you kidding me? Really? Ingenious.
Has that been proven
as a thing to kill us? Was there any IV light involved, or was it just the hydrogen peroxide?
Just hydrogen peroxide. Okay. And our generation's Jonas Salk is David Terrell, and he is talking about stopping the spread.
I think every city in the damn United States needs to be doing it. Listening to the different doctors, and they were talking about how the virus could stay airborne. And I'm like, dang, so can I. If it doesn't make its contact in the air, guess what? What goes up comes down. You didn't use up your bullet. Your bullet's still going to react when it hits the booger down on the floor.
Wow.
We won't know for a while if it worked. I'm guessing?
No.
Probably kills the mosquitoes, though, which is good when it comes to the Triple E.
Oh, they get Triple E down in Florida?
I don't know if they do.
We have it here. It'll be no football, and if they do play, it'll be at, 9 in the morning.
So, supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light.
So, who paid for it? Did the city pay for it, or did he do it out of his own?
Out of his own pocket.
He owns an agricultural spraying company, so he's got the stuff.
Yeah.
So he's like a plane, like when they go over those fields.
He did it himself. He did it at night.
Oh, man. Corona's got us crazy in the head right now.
You think?
Man.
We have pub owners putting electric fencing up to keep people apart. You think we've lost our minds?
People are going to start walking around with blowtorches.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
An interesting note at the end of this story. A University of South Florida professor said it's unlikely this will help.
Yeah.
But
they haven't researched it yet.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows anything. We'll wait and see.
Yeah, we just got to wait till phase vaccine stage.
Well, we're going to wait for Fauci to say whether he thinks this could work or not this week.
Yes. So.
All right. That is the dumbest of the day here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.